I think I remember you telling me about that, the wheeling and dealing you did during the Obama administration. I remember that because that was, I did the same thing. I only had one at the time. That one I built, I think I had, I don't know, 500, 600 bucks into it, and I ended up walking away with, like, I ended up trading it in, so I got a Glock, I got a Glock 17 Gen 4 brand new and $600 cash from a gun shop. So I don't know, I walked out with like 1200 bucks. But yeah, I think those days are probably gone. I hope they're probably gone for the foreseeable future here. We don't have to get these scares anymore. But I would like to get a 300 blackout or pull one together someday, but from a you and I have had this conversation from a utilitarian standpoint, I can't hunt with it, right? So it is a sweet bump of the night gun. I would love to have one in my safe upstairs with a can on it because they're quiet and they thump. But, yeah, I don't know. I just don't have any practical. I don't even have practical use for a 5.56, if I'm being totally honest. Everything I do, I'm shooting varmints at 300-400 yards. I need to be precise. So ARs are just, exercising the Second Amendment and a cool thing to have in case you need it.